I Am Way by Andrew Hankinson. What's the best way? This is a question often asked by those who have lost their way or simply want to know the quickest and stress-free way to reach their destination. Luckily for this generation, we have practically unlimited access to information through maps, sat-navs and mobile phones that can answer and fit our particular needs straight away. In regards to Christianity, however, different denominations have been pondering for centuries what exactly is the right way to fulfil God's law and successfully navigate to heaven. Is it to understand that the Bible is a spirited, influenced text and therefore all texts must be adhered to? Is it to read the Bible in context and to view the Bible as a timestamp on historical and potentially outdated cultures? Or is it a matter of how we use the Bible and how we choose to act? As a Christian who identifies as gay, I've personally found it to be a tricky but curious journey as I've tried to understand where I stood with God and what was the way for me. Growing up, I felt I was raised as a good and typical Christian. I was baptised, went to Sunday school, was educated at Christian primary and secondary schools, attended most Sunday morning services, became a member of Fools and Connections, and always felt a genuine presence of God through my life in one way or another. On paper, I was ticking all the boxes, but turning into a young adult, I discovered something about myself that would most certainly test my faith. I was attracted to guys the way I was supposed to be attracted to girls. I forbade myself to talk about it to anyone, as I thought it was just a phase and I'd grow out of it. But I was beginning to realise over time that it was more persistent than I had expected. This terrified me. You hear about the consensus view from churches all the time, horror stories of folk being outed and kicked out of churches and families. At one point, I decided I couldn't go out with girls anymore, and I was stuck in limbo. A further 2 years had passed, not having relationships with guys or girls, coming to an approximate total of 8 closeted years, and I was still no closer to finding a solution. I'd pray for answers, I'd cry until I fell asleep, I'd curse myself for not being normal. Until I prayed again late one night when I couldn't sleep. I asked what I should do, and I heard, talk to someone. This lingered for maybe a month or two as I tried to find the best person and the right opportunity to speak. But one thing I can say in retrospect is that there's never an ideal moment to first come out to someone close to you. However, while at a party, a Christian friend was chatting with me and decided to come out to me. It sounded dramatic, but this generally was the moment I knew my life was going to change. The next day I met with my friend again to hang out. Then I worked up the courage and, well, I drove off after we hung out. I then returned though, went back into the house and I said it. I am gay. It felt I could finally breathe and didn't need to constantly hold my breath any longer. I had waited so long to say this, and finally forming an outlay voicing the words took effort. It was risky coming out to my other friends and family, as you never know for certain how people will react. But after 6 months, everyone close to me knew, and no one had rejected me. It made me realise how much I cherished them all. It was a serious topic, and many of my friends initially thought I was perhaps ill or dying. My next step after informing my friends and family was essentially to come out to God and explore how my faith could coincide with my sexual orientation. To confirm my expectations, research online didn't seem too hopeful at first glances. Lots of articles were very opposed and mentioned the likes of Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis chapter 19, the Old Testament laws, Leviticus chapter 18 verse 22 and chapter 20 verse 13, and Paul's opposed views, Romans chapter 1 verses 26 to 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9, and 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10 to back themselves up. My head was bursting trying to absorb all the information and to see if there was any hope for me. I talked to non-Christian gay friends and I felt I couldn't explain my reasoning for having hope in a faith which many of the LGBTQ plus community had been scarred and suffered from. I tried to go to Bible discussion groups, but at the time I was still pretty quiet and felt almost hypocritical voicing my thoughts to discussion topics. The subject of homosexuality was not really spoken of generally, and it felt to me like the great unmentionable. I felt like my faith had faded, and there was no way a person like me could fit within Christianity. It wasn't that I didn't believe anymore, but I just wanted to push that part of my life away, as it seemed too much effort to convince others or even myself that there was a way forward. For about a year, I ended up going through a dark period of my life. I tried to find stuff to fill that awful void, but nothing was working. Some things might have temporarily helped, but nothing ever lasted. During this time, I felt like something was calling me back to Fullerton. I couldn't say what exactly, but something felt unresolved within me. So eventually, I decided to go back to Fullerton services and try to analyse what was being said. I found note-taking through the sermons each week helped me to absorb the information, and I would often utilise the whiteboard later to help process all the thoughts I had following the sermons. This was proving very useful to me as I found I was implementing these lessons into my everyday life, and people seemed to be engaging in discussion about the mind maps I was drawing. It was great having one-to-one discussions, and on occasion I'd bring up my journey goal to understand how I could fit in the Christian life as a gay man and know what God wants from me. During this reconstruction of my faith, I found listening to other people's perspectives and opinions so refreshing, even if they were opposed. It gave me a greater understanding of what the issues were and how to approach and resolve them, taking into account everyone's point of view. After a short while, I decided to create a messenger group chat with people I had already spoke to about these topics. This led to several encouraging developments, which I hope will continue and or reoccur. A better understanding of the context behind the 6 mentions of homosexuality in the Bible, making friends with individuals with similar affirming views and Christians who identify as LGBTQ+, continuing discussions in a comfortable, safe and respectful environment, the group expanding beyond Fullerton to other churches in the local area, writing an article to voice my affirmation for Christianity and LGBTQ+, the good homosexual, and finally Neil Urquhart, minister at Fullerton Connections Irvine, conducting, as far as I'm aware, Fullerton's first Sunday morning sermon specifically associated with homosexuality, the LGBTQ+ Samaritan. This was another long-awaited moment for me. If you get a chance, be sure to go on the Fullerton Connections Facebook page and look up the video for the Sunday morning service on the 19th of July 2020 and see what you think. The last time I distinctly remember the term homosexuality being used in a main Fullerton Sunday sermon was 4 years ago, when Stuart Burse, local minister at Muir Linked With Relief Parish Church in Irvine, was talking about focusing on love with every person with all your heart. This was a week after I first came out. I felt God speaking to me then, and I feel him speaking to me now. Many will say it's just a coincidence, but to paraphrase the quote from the TV show Sherlock, what do we say about coincidence? God and the universe are really so lazy. As said before, it has been an unexpected journey for me, with many reroutes and potholes along the way, but I have always felt God's presence along every step. Everything is done for a reason. Every action we take, even if we choose to stay quiet and do nothing, has an impact on others and ourselves. For me, the way forward is very clear now, and it is Jesus. As said in John chapter 14 verse 6, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the only way, and the most reliable way in order to fulfill God's law. And why? Because everything about Jesus was good, and he taught us to love one another. There have been many particular traditions which have formed and been upheld through the years with Christian churches, and when something new and conflicting comes along, opinions often vary, and the once distinctive way becomes more clouded. For many of the LGBTQ+ community, for example, the way to God cannot even be seen through the contempt and judgment usually displayed towards them. They can't find a satisfying connection with God and will most likely choose to turn away from faith and try to find another way to fulfill their lives, whether it's choosing a dangerous looking road instead or going back the way they came. I am extremely fortunate to have God in my life, as well as family and friends to talk to, even if they don't share the same affirming Christian views. Unfortunately, there are those out there that have nowhere to turn, are judged instantly, sometimes assaulted, still looking for acceptance, and a way to fill the void in their lives. There are many denominations so focused in following the text of the Bible down to a T that they start putting the letter of the law before the spirit of the law. They treat life like securing full marks on an exam, but instead of putting the work in, they put an answer so it can be completed quicker. Getting an A+ in Christianity is all that matters to them, and therefore, not being distracted by having to show consideration to others along the way. At that point, when questioning people see and hear these toxic views, they come to the conclusion that there's no hope for them, and they don't want to be affiliated with any churches at all. This approach has never sat right with me. Not just because I'm gay or being biased, but I can't stand the thought of a person being rejected because of who they are. I wouldn't want it to happen to me. God shouldn't be feared or thought to be homophobic. He should be looked upon as a firm but loving parent who simply wants the best for us. I genuinely believe God created and loves us for who we are and approves of loving, committed and faithful relationships, whether they are heterosexual or homosexual. Like it says in Romans chapter 13 verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilment of the law. I agree Christ should be the centre of your life and the first priority, but in order to be Christ-like, we must take influence from the Bible while also showing compassion and empathy for others. To find joy, you must put Jesus and others first before yourself. Let God be your spiritual and moral compass and show you the way. Thanks for taking the time to read this. I hope it gave you food for thought and a better perspective on church and LGBTQ+. I'm currently looking into setting up a Facebook page and group for people in Ayrshire interested in finding out more about Christianity and LGBTQ+ questions. If you have any questions, ideas, or just want to chat, you can send a message via andrewhankinsoncreative@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer your questions the best I can, suggest people to talk to, or resources that can help. God bless.